today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you to bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we launch into the program, I just ran across this story mere moments ago. In fact, apparently it just broke a couple hours ago. Breaking news! And, you know, normally when it comes to stories about the police doing bathroom stings, I come out against them. Normally, when we hear a story about the cops, you know, sending in an undercover cop to a bathroom in a public park somewhere and arresting gay men for trying to do a little fun with each other in the bathroom, I would say, you know, put a stop to this. Not the gay men. I don't care. You know, do whatever you want in your bathroom stall as long as you don't make a mess. So normally I would be against this sort of behavior.
I'm not sure where I come out on that. I think that gay men should be able to do like the swingers do and have their own little clubs where they would go themselves and do whatever it is they want to do. The problem is the cops would come after that too. So
probably
then they're run off to places like our public bathrooms where everybody has to deal with it, and I'm not really interested in that. So
I just don't think that the government needs to be getting involved in people's personal lives, in their sex lives. While it may be extremely tacky to being engaging in something dirty in a bathroom stall, I think that you're paying enough of a price that you're doing something dirty in a bathroom stall, then I don't think you need to pay any further price. Of course, if it's private property, then the private property owner should be able to decide these things. And in this case, we're actually talking about Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. So not really technically private property.
No, probably very likely. Most airports are public, publicly owned.
And in this case, we're not talking about your average gay man. We're talking about Senator Larry Craig, a Republican from Idaho. He was, in fact...
No.
I love this stuff.
I know you do.
Rollcall.com reporting Senator Larry Craig was arrested in June at a Minnesota airport by a plainclothes police officer investigating lewd conduct complaints in a men's public restroom, according to an arrest report obtained by Roll Call this afternoon. Craig's arrest occurred just after noon on June 11th at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. On August 8th, he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor disorderly conduct in the Hennepin County District Court. He paid more than $500 in fines and fees, and a 10-day jail sentence was stayed. He also was given a one-year probation with the court that began on August 8th. A spokesman for Craig described the incident as a he said misunderstanding, and said the office would release a fuller statement later Monday afternoon.
But didn't he plead guilty?
He pled guilty to disorderly conduct.
But how can you disorderly conduct yourself in a bathroom? What I don't understand.
I'm not sure. Maybe
sounds to me like he's pleading guilty to me.
Yeah. After he was arrested, Craig, who's married, was taken to the Airport Police Operations Center to be interviewed about the lewd conduct incident, according to the police report. At one point during the interview, Craig handed the plainclothes sergeant who arrested him a business card that identified him as a U.S. senator and said, "What do you think about that?" says the report.
Apparently not much.
And good for the cop in that case for not backing down. Craig was detained for approximately 45 minutes, interviewed, photographed, fingerprinted, and released, and police prepared a formal complaint for interference with privacy and disorderly conduct. According to the incident report, Sergeant Dave Carisno was working as a plainclothes officer on June 11th investigating civilian complaints regarding sexual activity in the men's public restroom in which Craig was arrested. Now, in this part of the story, they actually get into some of the signals that apparently go on between people who are in a bathroom that want to,
get it on. Okay. I'm very interested in what these signals might be.
The alleged signals. How about that? Airport police previously had made numerous arrests in the men's restroom of the North Star Crossing in the Lindbergh Terminal in connection with sexual activity. The police officer, Sergeant Karsnia, entered the bathroom at noon that day, and about 13 minutes after taking a seat in a stall, he stated he could see, quote, "an older white male with gray hair standing outside my stall." the man who lingered in front of the stall for 2 minutes. Now, that's a long time. I mean, you know, when you start counting seconds, two minutes takes a long time.
That would be very disturbing to me.
Lingered outside of the stall was later identified as Senator Craig. Quote, "I could see Craig look through the crack in the door from his position. Craig would look..."
That would be very disturbing.
"Craig would look down at his hands, fidget with his fingers, and then look through the crack into my stall again. Craig would repeat this cycle for about 2 minutes."
Very strange.
When I read that, I think of, you know, like a timid little dog, like a timid little puppy, just looking for attention.
It certainly seems like he wants attention.
Craig then entered the stall next to the police officers and placed his roller bag against...
Was it one police officer or just the police officer?
Just the one that I know of. That placed his roller bag against the front of the stall door. According to the officer, "My experience has shown that individuals engaging in lewd conduct use their bags to block the view from the front of their stall." He said in his report, also, he said, "From my seated position, I could observe the shoes and ankles of Craig seated to the left of me." Craig was wearing dress pants with black dress shoes. Quote, "At 12:16 hours, Craig tapped his right foot. I recognized this as a signal used by persons wishing to engage in lewd conduct. Craig tapped his toes several times and..."
He could just be tapping, you know?
He could be, but, I mean, this is also the expert testimony of a police officer
Now it's expert testimony.
Whose job is to bust people for doing sexy things in bathrooms.
I know that the only group that you hate more than cops is politicians, so... Suddenly it's a expert testimony instead of, this cop's lying. They're trained to lie!
Well, this is what apparently happened, according to... I'm just reading the report, okay? I find this interesting, because we've never actually... In all the times we've read stories about busts going down in bathrooms, not that we've read a whole lot, but in all of the times we have done it, there's never been any detail as to how this happens. How does someone who's in one stall communicate to someone who's in another stall that, "I would like to touch you there"? You know, how does that communication go on? Anyway.
Apparently it's foot tapping. No foot tapping in bathroom stalls, gentlemen.
According to the report, he recognized this as a signal. Craig tapped his shoes several times and then moved his foot closer to my foot. I moved my foot up and down slowly. While this was occurring, the male in the stall to my right was still present. I could hear several unknown persons in the restroom that appeared to use the restroom for its intended use. The presence of others didn't seem to deter Craig as he moved his right foot so that it touched the side of my left foot, which was within my stall area.
Yucky.
Now that, I mean, if he was just tapping his foot up front, okay. But when you touch the guy's foot in the stall next to you, that says something to me.
Yeah.
Craig then...
Nothing nice, I can tell you that. It doesn't say anything
And
nice.
It also says that if the cop's telling the truth about this, and he didn't know he was a senator, he was just in there doing his bust thing.
Right.
Found that out later. It also says that Senator Craig is an old hat at this. Mm. Senator Craig knows all the signals, and this wasn't his first time. And
apparently he doesn't know enough to be able to pick out the cops.
Craig then proceeded to swipe his hand, as after he touched his foot, then proceeded to swipe his hand under the stall divider several times. And Carcia noted in his report that, quote, "I could see Craig had a gold ring on his ring finger as his hand was on my side of the stall divider." Mm. Carcia then held his police identification down by the floor so Craig could see it. Quote, "With my left hand near the floor, I pointed towards the exit. Craig responded, 'No!' I again pointed towards the exit. Craig exited the stall with his roller bags without flushing the toilet. Craig said he would not go. I told Craig he was under arrest, he had to go, and that I didn't want to make a scene. Craig then left the restroom. In a recorded interview after the arrest, Craig either disagreed with me or didn't recall the events as they happened. The report states he stated that he has a wide stance when going to the bathroom and that his foot might have touched mine. The report states Craig also told the arresting officer that he reached down with his right hand to pick up a piece of paper that was on the floor. Quote, it should be noted that there was not a piece of paper on the bathroom floor, nor did Craig pick up a piece of paper, said the arresting officer. And then on August 8th, the day he pled guilty to disorderly conduct, Craig appeared via satellite at a ceremony that took place in Idaho, blah, blah, blah. Craig's office publicly denied allegations that he was a homosexual made on a gay activist website, blogactive.com, and the office said that the charge was completely ridiculous and has no basis in fact. So there you go. He said, who do you believe? The slimy politician or the cop? I'll take the cop on this one. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, including the updates. You get signed up for the updates list. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And you'll know it first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. You know, just a few more thoughts on an interesting little story out of, was it St. Louis? Yeah, St. Louis. RollCall.com reporting.
I thought it was St.
Paul. Whatever it was. Yeah, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Correct. Anyway, Senator Larry Craig, a Republican from Idaho, has been busted for... Now, the charge was disorderly conduct, but according to the cop, they were doing an undercover sting in the bathroom at the airport because there have been some complaints about some, as they call it, lewd activity going on. And sure enough, Senator Craig apparently is someone who engages in those crazy bathroom hijinks.
Well, you know, I'm not 100% convinced on this one. It seems like it. Certainly looks that way. But what exactly was disorderly about Senator Craig's conduct? He apparently tapped his foot and waved his hand. Now, maybe that's a signal for wanting to do something illegal, but it isn't exactly doing something illegal, is it? I mean, you know, waving your hand and tapping your foot?
No, I'm obviously against this whole crime in the first place, but I'm for it in this particular case because it's happening to a politician, and it's happening to a politician who likely takes a very pro, you know, morality stance, right? He's a Republican from Idaho, Mark. I mean, you've got to take a very pro, I'm a family man, I'm a moral man, I go to church, that kind of stance to get elected as a Republican in Idaho.
It does seem that way.
So I just relish it when these stories come out. Stories about politicians or stories like about Ted Haggard, the head of the mega church in Denver, that guy that was...
Because you don't think that anybody should be a hero because everybody has failings, right?
I don't know what that means. I don't think I've ever said I don't think anyone should be a hero. I don't think these people are heroic, certainly not. I don't think they should be respected. I don't think they should be believed. And I think that it's awfully fun when stories like this come out to reveal who they really are. And you know what? If Senator Larry Craig really is a gay man, then I think that's fine. I certainly have nothing against gay men or gay men... having sex with one another or whatever. But for him to get out, I mean, I don't know what his voting record is, but as a Republican from Idaho, you know, I can imagine...
You're jumping to a conclusion.
I can imagine what a guy like that might vote for, and I can imagine that someone like Senator Larry Craig would make a big spectacle out of him going to church and being a good moral man and campaigning on family values and voting against anything that, you know... legalizes gay marriage or something like that. That's just the impression I get from people like that. And then when it turns out that they aren't at all what they claim to be, I'll be the first person in line to trumpet it on my radio show because it's just enjoyable. And you know what? You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Did you ever think that you would find out what the steps are to meeting another man in a bathroom somewhere?
It really bothers me that I know now. It really, really bothers me. That's the part about this whole story that bothers me the most. Now I know the signals. So if I happen to see foot tapping and hand waving when I happen to be using the bathroom, oh my God, if I were to use the bathroom at an airport.
I'm surprised you haven't gotten it before. You are an attractive man.
But I don't use the bathroom at airports. And I certainly would try to avoid them at rest stops.
So anyway, there you go. Craig's office is denying the entire thing, and the police officer saying, hey, this guy did everything that anybody else did when they were looking for sexy time.
So it's kind of funny. I happen to know somebody who has an employee that works for them that used to work for Senator Craig.
Really?
Yeah, and the employee's like, I had no idea the guy was gay. So... Interesting. It's character witness, that's all.
Well, you can't, if you're a gay senator, you know, you can't make moves on your
staff.
You can't make
moves. Much fun as it might be.
On the congressional pages, you know, you can't do that.
Seems like a bad idea.
I mean, you could try your best to keep it on the down low, but somebody's going to talk eventually. If you, the more people you make moves on, the more likely the word's going to get out, which is why you have to engage in behavior like this. You have to meet people in public places who don't know you and you don't know them. And
right. It's a shame that they can't abuse their power sexually like all the rest of the senators do.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know what? Something a little bit more serious is the whole Iran situation, which, to be honest with you, I haven't really seen a good Iran wrap-up story in quite a while. So I was a bit out of touch with all the build-up and that sort of thing that was going on over there.
Okay.
A lot of this came as a surprise to me. It's from LouRockwell.com. Paul Craig Roberts, formerly of the Reagan administration.
I've been kind of watching this, reading whatever stories are. I expect to, if we're going to have another conflict anytime in the near future, it's going to be with Iran. And I'm don't want that to happen. So,
but apparently George Bush would like that.
I'll let you know what's a surprise to me, too.
Oh, and do we really need to say anything about the Gonzalez resignation? I mean, okay, Gonzalez, he's resigning, and they're going to replace him with somebody awful.
Right. Yeah, let's, you know, I mean.
Are people out
is there
really
a black eye in the Bush administration? Yeah, so what?
Are people out there really cheering this on like it's going to make a difference?
I don't think it's going to make a difference at all. I mean, look at how the Iran-Contra scandal gave a black eye to the Reagan administration. Okay, so the detractors of Reagan, the Democrats, believe that Reagan was a bad guy because of the Iran-Contra scandal, and now they have a little proof. The supporters of Reagan think it's a bunch of hogwash, didn't matter, and Reagan's the greatest president ever. Doesn't matter.
You know, was Alberto Gonzalez worse or about the same as far as his level of tyranny, of support for tyranny, as his predecessor, John Ashcroft? Remember that guy? He was creepy and scary, and he sort of brought us into this whole police state mentality in this country. Alberto Gonzalez sort of continued pushing the same ball forward.
Yeah, no, I would say no different.
Yeah, so, I mean,
slightly different, but not much different.
Michael Chertoff is the one who's on apparently been proposed to replace him. This is the guy that runs the Department of Homeland Security. This is the guy that came up with the idea for the real ID. This is the guy that wants to shove a national ID down your throat. And I feel awful that I've just named three political personalities within the same 5 minutes. But I guess this is the top story. This is the top story of the day, right? This Alberto Gonzalez thing. What else do you want to say about it? Okay, he's gone. Nothing's going to change. It's not like he's going to bring in an angelic individual to fill this position, somebody who's going to all of a sudden return the Department of Justice to a pro-liberty mindset. Nothing's going to change. 800-259-9231. So, there you go. George W. Bush says, no pullout from Iraq while I'm president. On to Iran, declares Vice President Cheney.
Really, it sounded like the administration was getting ready to back out of Iraq to me. Just the sort of rumblings I'd been hearing in the news and that kind of thing, but apparently not.
We'll see. Paul Craig Roberts has an interesting bit of information to share with you. 1-800-259-9231. How close is the United States to conflict with Iran? Looks like they're pretty darn close. We'll give you the details coming up, and you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. Do you have questions about the liquidity crisis, the China option, and the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or a deflationary implosion followed by hyperinflation? Visit d2z.org or contact Troy at d2z.org. 1-800-259-9231. So, talking about Paul Craig Roberts, LouRockwell.com, and how close the United States government might be to some sort of a conflict with Iran. This is not good news. This is awful. Anyway, he starts out by pointing out that George Bush has declared there will be no pullout from Iraq while he's president. Mm. Vice President Cheney declares, on to Iran! Israel is a peace-seeking state that needs $30 billion of U.S. taxpayers' money for war, according to the State Department. And the Democratic Congress, if not fully behind the Iraqi war, at least is no longer in the way. Nor are the Democrats in the way of the Bush regime's buildup for initiating war with Iran. The Bush regime says it's going to designate part of Iran's military, the Revolutionary Guards, a terrorist organization, whose bases and facilities Bush intends to bomb, along with Iran's nuclear energy sites.
Oh, God.
Three U.S. aircraft carrier strike forces are currently deployed off of Iran. B-2 stealth bombers are being fitted to carry 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs to use against hardened sites. politicized U.S. generals assert that Iran is providing arms and aid to the Iraqi resistance, to the Iraqi resistance to the U.S. occupation. The media is feeding the U.S. population with the same propaganda about non-existent Iranian weapons of mass destruction. The same stuff they fed us about the non-existent Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. A former CIA Middle East field officer, Robert Baer, has written in Time magazine that the Bush regime has decided to attack the Revolutionary Guards within the next 6 months.
Mm.
Remember the cakewalk war? Well, this time the neocons think that an attack on the Revolutionary Guards will free Iran from Islamic influence and cause the Iranians to back the U.S. against their own government.
Sure it will. Well, largely, Iranians do like the U.S. as far as, the things we offer. Many of the citizens are very pro-Western. But I think that when we start dropping bombs on them, they may change their minds.
You're damn right. I know I would. Lies, unprovoked aggression, and delusional expectations. The same ingredients that produced the Iraq catastrophe all over again.
Mm.
The entire Bush regime and both political parties are complicit, along with the media and U.S. allies. According to Baer, the Bush regime has given no consideration to whether Iran's response to a U.S. attack might be different than to welcome it as liberation. What if Iran really were to arm the Iraqi resistance and or to sink our aircraft carriers? How can any government, even one as incompetent, delusional, and unaccountable as the Bush regime, initiate war without any thought to the consequences? The Bush regime's planned war against Iran casts light on the large increase in military armaments that the U.S. is supplying to Israel. With Iraq in chaos and civil war, an attack on Iran leaves, as opposition to Israel, only Syria and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Israel can't finish off the Palestinians until Hezbollah is destroyed. An Israeli attack on Syria while the U.S. attacks Iran would leave Hezbollah without supplies in the face of a new Israeli attack. Craig Roberts says, the agenda unfolding before our eyes might be the neoconservative Israeli Cheney plan to rid the Middle East of any check to the Israeli territorial expansion. Nicholas Burns said that the $30 billion in military aid, that's your taxpayer dollars, was not conditional on any Israeli concessions or progress toward resolving the conflict with the Palestinians. Israel,
the Israeli conflict out there, whatever's going on in the Middle East with Israel, is not a problem that I can confront from a libertarian standpoint, because it was created by government intervention.
Mm.
The Israeli state itself was created by the UN to handle that Jew problem after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do we do with these people? They've been treated terribly over in more than terribly as one can be treated over in Germany and sort of the Eastern Europe there. What do we do? We were responsible for turning these people back from our borders all over. You know, the major Western countries were responsible for turning the Jews away.
Mm-hmm. By the shipload.
By the shipload, before the outbreak of World War II. So what are we going to do to set this right? Well, let's take a chunk of the Middle East here from the Ottoman Empire, and we'll just make that the Jewish homeland. Jerusalem's good. There's Jews in Jerusalem, right? I remember reading about it in the Bible. So they put Jerusalem there, and certainly there were Jews in place in Jerusalem, no doubt about it. But now the Muslims don't like it. Okay, so how do I handle that as a libertarian? Well, I'll tell you, here's how I handle it as a libertarian. Israel, good luck.
Stay the hell out.
Yeah. Well, I want nothing to do with that conflict over there.
I don't know what it's all about, personally. I mean, I don't know whose side is on what and who's allied with who.
It's muddled. The facts are difficult to it's difficult to come up with the facts. If I wanted to pick a side that I think that I like the Jews' side. I think that they, they've got their land there. It's theirs now. There's nobody alive whose land has been stolen from them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Well, they've got the land. It's theirs. Let's let them live in peace. Leave the Jews alone. It's a tiny little country. Leave them alone. That's the way I see it. But I'm not willing to vote to put your money behind that sentiment.
Right.
Because what if
I disagree?
Right.
Right. And there are, I'm sure,
there's lots of Americans that do disagree.
Right. In a country of 300 million Americans, inevitably there's going to be some disagreement, which is why the United States government should not be taking any taxpayer dollars and giving it to any country around the world, any of them.
And part of this is to secure our oil interests. Hold on. Whose oil interests?
Exxon.
You're right. Yeah. Texaco. You know, these companies out there that that's their interest, not the Americans' interest. I mean, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much of a memory to realize that before the Iraq conflict, prices in gas were a lot cheaper for all of us. I don't know that these things are connected. They may or may not be. It's my understanding that a lot of it has a factor. It seems like it.
Inflation's probably another factor.
China has really stepped up what it wants as far as oil now, too.
Here's a few more thoughts from Paul Craig Roberts. He says, Israel's ghettoizing and ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian West Bank proceeds apace. Meanwhile, in America, while more money is poured...
That sounds unfair to me.
More war, condemned bridges collapse, killing Americans who trusted their government to provide safe infrastructure. Devastated residents of New Orleans remain unaided. Financial difficulties deepen for more Americans as falling home prices and jobs lost offshore push more Americans into desperate straits. The U.S. dollar continues to fall as the government's war debts build up abroad. Except for the armaments industry, where is the gain to America in Bush's wars? Before Bush invaded Afghanistan, the Taliban had allegedly stamped out drug production, and the U.S. invasion has brought it back. On August 22nd, Bush told the veterans of foreign wars that U.S. troops are, quote, the greatest force for human liberation the world has ever known, unquote. Tell that to the 650,000 dead Iraqis, and the 4 million displaced Iraqis, and the tens of thousands of slaughtered Afghans, and the coming civilian deaths in Iran. Tell that to all the bombed civilians from Serbia to Africa who are blown to pieces in order that a U.S. president can make a point. Bush goes far beyond George Orwell's newspeak in his novel 1984 when Bush equates U.S. hegemony with liberation. America's hegemonic hubris is a sickness. A country that tolerates a war criminal while he openly plans to attack yet another country is definitely not a light unto the world.
Now, Paul Craig Roberts sounds pretty upset about this.
He should be.
And
it's pretty upsetting what's going on. And what's more upsetting is that if indeed they roll into Iran, they're going to run out of troops real quick-like. And then they're going to have to go to a draft.
I didn't think about that, but likely that would be something that would come up.
Well, they've already mentioned a draft simply in order to supply more troops for the Iraq conflict, let alone expanding out from there.
Right. Apparently, we didn't. A surge was necessary to handle what's going on in Iraq. We apparently didn't have enough troops there. Already, the Army's having a difficult time recruiting. How would we get new people?
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want on the way. Flower and terror. How do the two go together? Find out. Story from Germany will explain. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Sickles CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free. And, well, we do ask you to voluntarily support the show. If you like the fact that we give away everything on our website, then head over and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. Great place to get all kinds of super Free Talk Live branded merchandise and a few other things as well. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. Mark, you misinformed me, didn't you? What's this story all about?
I had scanned over this story earlier today, and I came up with something that was wrong.
All right, it's not Germany.
It's not Germany, and that's what is the scariest part about it.
Okay.
It's New Haven, Connecticut.
What happened?
Two people who sprinkled flour in a parking lot to mark a trail for their offbeat running club inadvertently caused a bioterrorism scare and now face a felony charge.
What?
The sprinkled powder forced. The powder itself forced.
That's a pretty powerful flower, let me tell you.
There's nothing. There isn't a dumber story, a story that is more dumb than this one since the blinking box thing set off Boston. You know what I'm talking about? Remember the
Aqua Teen Hunger Force Moonanite.
Yeah, that silly crap. Okay. New Haven ophthalmologist. Dangerous folks, those ophthalmologists. Daniel Scalcho, 36, and his sister, Dorothy, who is visiting from Hamburg, Germany. See, Germany is involved in the story.
Gotcha.
Clearly a terrorist visiting a foreign country and stuff. We're both charged with first-degree felony breach of peace. The siblings set off the scare.
Wait a minute. It was the cops that breached the peace. Everything was fine until the cops decided to consider this flower as a bomb threat or whatever.
Well, I don't know who
a
called the police
threat.
Or why, you know, what little Minnie called the police going, "Oh, there's people out sprinkling powder in our parking lot." I don't know who did that or who's responsible, but, it, you know, the springing into action. The fact is, when you see somebody in running shoes with silky running shorts, and perhaps an A shirt on. Those people are probably not terrorists if they're sprinkling stuff in your parking lot. What are they going to do to the parking lot? Why don't you go out and ask them? They're clearly not wearing any gas masks. I mean, it must be safe. Go ask them, what are you doing in our parking lot?
Does it make it clear that someone saw them do it?
Well, what else would there be? Yes, I believe that that's the case. Let me go on.
I guess they would have had to have been seen, because otherwise how the hell would they have known where the flower came from, right?
Right. It was, you know, yes, the fact is it's, they sprinkled powder, forced hundreds of evacuate the IKEA store. So the siblings set off the scare while organizing a run for a local chapter of the Hash House Harriers, a worldwide group.
We know what those guys are. We had them on our show a long time ago.
You're kidding me. What?
Yeah. We, back when we did the local show in Sarasota, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this was after you were on the show. This was when Todd was on instead of you. These are guys that they run and then they drink a lot. Or maybe they drink as they're running, but there's alcohol involved.
Yes.
Does it talk about that in the
article? It does. The Hash House Harriers is a worldwide group that bills itself as a drinking club with a running problem.
Yes.
Hares, from the Harriers, are given the task of marking a trail to direct runners, throwing in some dead ends and forks as challenges. On Thursday, the Scalchos decided to route the runners through the massive IKEA parking lot. None of this sounds very criminal to me. Police fielded a call just before 5 p.m. that someone was sprinkling powder on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
The store was evacuated and remained closed the rest of the night. The incident prompted a massive response from the police in New Haven and surrounding towns.
You know, maybe they should go after the entire Hash House Harriers network. I mean, this could be an underground terrorist plot. This is going on all across America. This could strike terror. I mean, even though they're not intending to terrorize the population, clearly some of the more busybodies in America have been absolutely petrified by the fact that these running drinkers are around spreading flour through parking lots. I mean, this could happen at any point. This is, again, a huge organization.
So, you know, we're being funny and everything, but where is the breakdown? Is the breakdown with the person who called, who's just a ninny? That's the way I see it. I think that they should have gone out and asked that person's responsible for, you know, knowing what they're doing. Oh, my God. Police. There's somebody sprinkling white powder in the parking lot. Mm. Well, are they wearing a gas mask?
No.
Well, why don't you go ask them what they're doing? Is it the police's problem for not asking those relevant questions and springing into action and getting all their SWAT gear out and, you know, running about amok,
mm-hmm.
looking to try to figure out what this is? Perhaps scraping up some flour, not really knowing that it's flour. God knows what it is. What is this? Somebody taste it. Is this the fault of, in fact, the Harriers themselves, the Hash House Harriers themselves?
No, of course not.
So
how could they have known?
So idiotic as to spread flour around to mark their little running jag.
But I wonder how they're going to handle this. I mean, as the organization, obviously, this
right.
is going to be...
At this point, Turner Broadcasting isn't there to sue, to hold responsible. Remember
Wait, Turner Broadcasting?
Turner Broadcasting with the Boston scare.
Right. No big company.
Right. There's no large company that they can extract a bunch of money from. They can't say, oh, my God, this cost the city of New Haven millions.
Well, what did they do? What did they shut down just the parking lot? I mean, with Boston, they shut down half the city.
The incident prompted a massive response from the police in New Haven and surrounding towns. Okay, let me go on.
Before you go on, the flower thing, mm-hmm. I've got evidence that we really did talk about this. If you go to the Our Ugly Mugs page on the Free Talk Live website,
mm-hmm.
and you go all the way down towards the bottom of all the pictures that are there. Most of the pictures there are pretty old. But you'll see Todd. He's a big guy wearing a cop's lie shirt.
Mm-hmm.
On the third row from the bottom, over on the right, you can actually see Todd with his cop's lie shirt covered in flour. So this really, I mean, we really did talk about this.
Okay.
So this is amazing to me. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you just got to rub it in my face that I was replaced by Todd. I got fired and on came Todd.
All right. So what happened? All right. These people are really facing charges.
They really are. Daniel Scalcho biked back to the IKEA when he heard that there was a problem and told officers the powder was flour.
Oh, which, no. He got charged because he was being honest?
Which he said.
Oh, no.
And his sister sprinkled everywhere from New York to California without incident. Not in my wildest dreams did I ever anticipate anything like that, he said. Mayoral spokeswoman Jessica Mayorga said that the city plans to seek restitution from the Scalchos, who are due in court September the 4th. It's not funny. It's so sad.
Yes, it's it's so sad I feel like I have to laugh.
You see the power connected by arrows and chalk. You never know, she said. It could be a terrorist. It could be something more serious. We're thankful.
A terrorist chalking.
But there's a lot of resources that went into figuring that out.
That's not their fault, you idiots.
This is amazing. It's amazing.
Welcome to the new America.
I'm just stupefied that that somehow they can get all bent out of shape over the this flower and then think that these folks are responsible for it.
Well, they did come back. I mean, you know, this is another lesson to any American out there that thinks the cops are going to help them, that thinks that they're doing the right thing by giving information to the police. You know what? Snitches get stitches, as they say, and there's no reason why you should talk to the cops. You know, there's no reason why you should answer any questions to the police, because those guys are just looking to give you, they're just looking to give you charges. They're looking to run you up the flagpole.
I'm not sure it's true every time, but it seems to be true enough times that you've got to be very careful when dealing with the police.
Well, wasn't it Rob from Georgia that called in and said, you know, the code of conduct amongst black folk in America is if the cops come to your door, you don't answer it. You don't talk to the cops. Because nothing good comes from it. In this case, these two people thought they were doing the right thing. They saw all the commotion in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
They connected. They made the connection in their heads and said, oh my gosh, they must be investigating the flower. And they went over there and they looked at the situation.
I don't think they were that close. I think they heard about it on television or something.
Whatever. They went up to the cops and they said, look, hey, you guys, no big deal. It's just flower. We're from the Hash House Harriers. We were doing a running event. They thought they were doing the right thing. And then they got charged with felonies for it. The cops would never have found the perpetrators otherwise. Can you believe this?
It's so bizarre that, you know, this mayoral spokeswoman here, you see the powder connected by arrows and chalk.
What does that mean? We need diagrams. Get the bomb experts out here. We need a terrorism investigation team.
So bizarre.
So now they want the couple to pay the city back for the money that they spent on the cops?
Couple and being brother and sister, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently. That you sprinkled the flour, we brought in the helicopters and the
SWAT team. We overreacted, so now you have to pay.
It's bizarre. It's very strange.
Who could possibly support what the government is doing in this case? 1-800-259-9231. Are you out there listening to this show right now? Do you support what the government's doing? I want to hear from you. I want you to justify this. I want you to explain to me why it's A-OK for the government to charge these people with anything or to try to extract money from them for their incompetence, for their stupidity, for their overreaction. These people cannot take responsibility for themselves. And I'm sorry, when I say these people, I mean the people of government. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.